guided by the Sphera Lucis, the artificial sun inside each Vacuo gallery, I floated through the Fornax gallery just a while ago. Welcome back to Spectronaut. Your host, Dan Louis, is up and drifting through the Cosmic Gallery once again. So, Fornax is one of the regular-sized Vacuo galleries in the Laniakea Gallery Cluster. And something remarkable is at play in this space. Nestor Clare and his team back at the Sunyata found out that the Fornax only would allow them to exhibit reflecting glass-related works. So basically, mirror art. Now let's dive into the void itself. You see, Vacuo galleries are in some way conscious. They are sort of self-aware. You must remember this term. I'll explain it. It's called spatial confusionism, which consists of spatial consciousness and spatial subjectivity. So in short, when you curate art in a Vacuo gallery, it's like you are playing a little game with the conscious void. A Vacuo gallery is like a trickster. It toys with its visitors. So when you present some artwork you want to exhibit to the gallery, like bringing the actual material of the work and decide where to put it inside the gallery, where to float position it, so to say, the mind of the gallery makes up how we individually perceive the artwork there. It lets each individual experience the art differently, experiencing it only a matter of size and floating speed, though. The floating motion of an art installation and its scale become unimaginably subjective. So some person might see an artwork for just a second because it's passing by very quickly, while the other person experiences the same piece very clearly and very big. Each gallery is a trickster. It's sort of manipulating us constantly. I was lucky to see the works in Fornax in reasonable sizes and fortunate timings, because I've also heard that the voids are kind of open for, let's say, communication to a certain extent. It's being kind to the curatornaut's interactions with it, although it won't allow the visitors to have a collective experience. It is still conducting each visitor into sensorial stupefaction, like I mentioned. It's the gallery that shapeshifts the art only once in a lifetime for you when you are inside its nothingness. So yeah, I was lucky, and the Sphera Lucis emits its dying star photons all over the place as well, so a couple of other Spectronauts and I were free enough to experience some artsy mirrors. We would follow our guidonaut on a specific tour, passing by some installations every hour. It went slow, but when you would come near a work, it was very mystical. It was a very mystical, strange experience. A group of artonauts managed to create a Rubik's Cube made of nothing more than mirrors, the size of a 10-kilometer asteroid. It would even spin and move like a working Rubik's Cube, so that was entirely impressive. On the other hand, the Phobos-sized disco ball was a bit of a letdown, actually. Massive craftsman work, of course, but it didn't say much, you know, except for being the biggest disco ball you will ever see in your life. Then again, there was this mirror line or cord that crossed the entire Fornax space. It was not wider than, let's say, 50 centimeters. And we sort of could walk on it. We were allowed to touch it. It was like cord dancing on a reflective surface. A fellow spectronaut told me he experienced the mirror line as a mirror rope, so with a width of 5 centimeters instead of 50. So that scared him a bit while walking on it. Also, we went into mirror tunnels. There were some interactive mirror installations, quite bizarre, but a bit predictable. There wasn't light at the end of the tunnel, but darkness. There was light in the tunnel, so we could see ourselves floating through it. It was a bit like a fun park. In the end, Fornax is worth to go to. It can be a bit boring because it has only glass-related works, but it's very beautifully mystical and quite well curated. It's not packed with a lot of stuff. The works are carefully chosen and nothing looks the same despite they all use the same material, glass. So Fornax and its mirrors was one of the first curated Vecchio galleries and still has its original pieces. An everlasting exhibition. So go check it out. Alright, catch you later in the void. Bye.